Blog Talk Radio.
Truth is I'm kind, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm altered now, hurt and abused, I can't say what's left. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
Blessings and good morning to you, Blog Talk, Blogcast people.
We love that you've tuned in. This is Follow Me As I Follow Christ, Global Prayer Warriors. We're commanding your morning this morning. I am your servant, host, leader, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, just serving in humbleness, just excited, everybody, that you're on, that you've tuned in, and that you've decided to trust us with your prayer requests, which have already started coming in. I'm so thankful to you this morning, but I'm more thankful to the Lord in heaven, Abba Father, the one who woke us up this morning, the one who literally, yes, started me on my way, the one who allowed death to behave itself so that I can be on this side of the dirt. This I am thankful for. This I am grateful for. I just say hallelujah to my daddy this morning. So pray for me. I'm having a little bit of just tooth problems this morning. So some of my words are a little, you know, slurred, but pray for me. Don't let that be a stumbling block in your life or at this moment, but I just need to be able to have some strength up under me as well. But I'm glad that you've tuned in. I'd like for you to invite someone over to the broadcast. So please have them tune in to 213-943-3799. Please have them send their prayer requests. And also, if they want to text their prayer requests, have them do so to 847-942-9979. And we will be praying for you. It's as simple as that. God is great and greatly to be praised, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the very same. We should be just magnifying him. And that's what we're going to do on this line this morning. We are broadcasting because we love you. We are doing outreach because we want to pray for you, with you, connect with you. And so please send in prayer requests. Please direct people to our Facebook page, which is FMFC, Global Prayer Warriors. Like our page. Like our page. You can get scriptural updates. You can find out where we are ministry-wise. And then also you can leave inbox prayer requests. These are not seen by the public, or we never mention names. Even now, as the prayer requests are coming in, I will only say he or she, but I will not give out your name. We do believe in privacy. We do believe in excellence. And also joining me this morning is our own West Coast pastor, Pastor Mel. Say good morning to the broadcast radio people, sir.
Good morning, everyone. How's everyone doing? God bless you.
Yes, Lord. God bless the radio land, the internet radio land. God is so creative and with his people. For us to be able to reach people via internet, a lot of people might not be in their cars right now or use the old-fashioned type radios. You know what I mean, Pastor?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. I really do.
Yes. But they're able to still have radio, right, through the broadcast radio. So I'm excited this morning to be able to pray for you. Pastor Mel, can you just open us up in prayer this morning?
Yes, ma'am. I would love to. Heavenly Father, we just praise your holy name. Father, we just uplift, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Jesus, precious Lamb of God, we just thank you and magnify your name. We uplift your name. We glorify your name. We come before you with praise and thanksgiving. We praise and magnify your name. We thank you for another wonderful and amazing day. We just We just want to come before you with praise and thanksgiving. We thank you for allowing us to see another day. We thank you for allowing us to come together, Father, to add our faith to the listeners, Father, and just cover them in prayer and bring their prayer request to the throne of grace, Father. So again, we just thank you and magnify your name. Holy Spirit, we just ask that you just begin to bring those from the north, the south, the east, and the west to the line, to the FMFC page, so that we may pray with them, so that we may add our faith to theirs. And again, Father, just begin to decree things, command our morning. Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Everyone out there in need, oh, Heavenly Father, we pray, Father, that their every need is met, Father, you're the richest Father of heaven, O Heavenly Father, that their every need is met, O Heavenly Father, that there is no lack in their lives, Father, natural or spiritual, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Everything, Father, that they ask for, Father, is within your will, Father, is answered, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, we pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit, Father, just overwhelms and controls the show today, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for opening our gates this morning for prayer and for that glory of God to just come on in on this line. We have to remember that during this season, when God has allowed us to reach out to people and pray with them and for them, that we have to take this thing oh so seriously. We have to take this thing in a manner as if it were us, you know, take it personal, in other words. And so we don't want to take advantage of being able, of not being able to utilize what God has opened and done for us. I'm thankful to God that we also have another prayer warrior on the line this morning. She is an awesome, powerful woman of God for prayer and intercession as well. She hears from the Lord, and we are going to introduce her and bring her on to pray for you in just a moment. But I wanted to also just give one more announcement. Please, if you have not invited someone to Block Talk Radio, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning, do so now. Have them sign up. Look up, click on Christianity, and they can follow us. You could go to the archives and listen to the prayer again. Sometimes the Lord will release a word over your life, and the best thing is to be able to have that available to you. So we're here. And available and are opening ourselves for your servants this morning. Also, if you have not liked our Facebook page, go to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors on Facebook. Like the page so you can get your updates, so that you can get prayer requests put in, whatever it is that you desire. But I want to go ahead on and introduce her and allow her to pray. There is a woman of God. Let me see, first off. Minister Talitha, are you with us this morning? Your mic is open.
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you, awesome woman of God. We're so glad that you graced us this morning. And, okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying something. And I am going to release your power in just one moment. But if you could include, this prayer request has come in for a young lady. I don't know if your mic is too loud or mine, but try turning down your mic just a little bit. Or if you're on speaker, try to talk into the phone. The young lady is looking for balance in her life. She wants to be swift to be obedient to God, she said, with no thought of anything else. She wants us to pray for Israel. She wants prayer for wisdom. She wants prayer for understanding and revelation, direction. I love this. She was so specific. Growth in her prayer life. Growth in fasting. Her life, wait a minute, speak life, deliver life, and resurrection life. So I think she's made your plate really full this morning, Minister Talitha. But whatever you can remember out of that, can you just lift her up in prayer once again for just wisdom and Israel, swift obedience. She wants balance and direction, growth in her prayer life, growth in fasting and speaking life and resurrection life. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify and magnify your name on this morning. We lift you up, Lord God, because there is nobody like you. We thank you, oh God, that you are mighty and powerful and glorious is your name. Oh God, we come before you in humble submission this morning, oh God, just reverencing your name, Lord God, for even allowing us to rise on this morning, allowing us to see another beautiful day in your name, Father. And so this morning we give you glory just for that, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we magnify and glorify you on this morning, Lord God, to even be able to get on this line, Lord God, to give you praise, to give you glory, to give you honor, to pray for those that have a need on this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we come humbly before you, lifting up the woman of God that has submitted these prayer requests, Lord God. We know that you are a healer. We know that you are a deliverer. We know that you are a way maker, for you told us in your word, Lord God, that all we have to do is make our request known before you and believe, and it shall be done. And so, Father, we declare and decree all this morning that whatever goes forth on this line, Lord God, we do trust and believe you, Father, to perform that which you have requested that is in your holy and divine will. And so, Father, we lift up the woman of God before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
we declare and decree that she shall have balance over her life, God. We declare and decree right now, Lord God, that wisdom shall fall upon her in every area of her life, Lord God. Whatever challenges she may be facing, whatever decision she may be facing, God, we declare and decree all this morning, oh God, that you would give her the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that she needs in order to make decisions, Lord God, that go according to your will, your plan, and your purpose for her life. Father, we declare and decree that in the midst of her receiving the obedience and the direction, Lord God, the divine instructions, Lord God, that she would allow holy and swift obedience to be her portion. We declare and decree right now, Lord God, that obedience would rise up within her, oh God, godly obedience, not obedience to man, Lord God, or self-will, but we declare and decree on this morning that godly obedience would overtake her right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and that whatever you request of her, Lord God, that she would be swift to respond, that she would be swift to obey, that she would be swift, Lord God, to run. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare and decree right now, Lord God, that as she seeks your face and not your hand, in this season, oh God, she's asking, she's seeking, she's searching for the more of you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare and I decree that stuff and things is not a request, Lord God, but her request, Lord God, really at the end of the day, more of you, to be more powerful in you, to be more anointed in you, to have a deeper and closer and more divine relationship with you. And so we declare and decree right now that she would have growth in her prayer life, Lord God, in her fasting, Father, in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that you would connect her, Lord God, with divine connections that would be able to help her and assist her and shape her and mold her even the more into that which you have already created and predestined and preordained for her to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I declare and decree right now, Father, that her prayer request, Lord God, is not only just for herself, Father, but she has a request, Lord God, for those that have a greater need even than what she has before you. And so we declare and decree right now, Lord God, that her request is for Israel, Father. And so we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would move your mighty hand in that region, Lord God. Let your mighty hand begin to fall. Let your spirit begin to pour. Let your glory begin begin to reign, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever the need is in that area, Lord God, I declare a decree on this morning, Lord God, that you would begin to do the miraculous, oh God. There shall be no lack in that area, oh God. There shall be no lack, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare increase. I declare right now, Lord God, that the government, my God, in the name of Jesus, would begin to bow and declare that you are the King of kings and Lord of lords. I declare and decree that there shall be an uprising, Lord God, concerning you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
There's going to be an overtaking, Father, in the name of Jesus. I declare it to be so, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, that you're loosing every shackle. You're breaking every chain. You're destroying every mischief hand of the enemy in that region right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, that your spirit, oh God, is permeating the area. Even as we pray this prayer, Lord God, your light is beginning to shine, Father. For you said all we have to do is declare and believe. And so we declare it and believe it this morning, Lord God, that as you allow the words, Lord God, of the spirit to begin to pour out of our mouths, oh God, that the manifestation of the prayers, oh God, will begin to manifest suddenly. We believe you for suddenlies this morning, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Suddenly in the woman of God's prayer request, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, suddenly, oh God, in every area of her life, Father, I even declare and decree a turnaround, oh God, in this season, oh God, for every individual connected to her life, Lord God, for she has a heart for you, and she prayed for those around her, and so I declare and decree right now that you would hear her prayer, oh Lord, as she inclines her ear unto you, Father, and she begins to pray the mysteries, oh God, that you deposited into her spirit. I declare and I decree, my God, that she would begin to see the manifestation of that which she is requiring of you, not on her behalf, oh God, but on the behalf of all of those that are around her, Father. We thank you this morning, oh God, that you're raising her up, oh God, as a prayer warrior in this season. We thank you this morning, oh God, that even as she connects to this line more frequently, Father, that you're going to allow her spirit to be rejuvenated, oh God. You're going to allow the baby on the inside to begin to leap, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And she will begin to pray prayers, oh God, that she doesn't even understand. So, Father, we thank you right now, my God, in the name of Jesus, that you're doing a new thing in her life, oh God, and that it shall spring forth, not later, but now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you this morning, Father, for just being God and God all by yourself. We thank you for revelation and knowledge that you're pouring out over the airwaves, Father. We thank you for revelation and knowledge that's going to be poured out even the more this morning over this radio station, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way on this morning, God, like never before. Begin to allow your glory to overtake those, oh God, that are going to begin to pray this morning. I declare and decree that you're going to set a fire under the lives of your people, oh God, and you're going to begin to stir, Father, in the name of Jesus. You're going to begin to stir. You're going to light a fire, oh God, that cannot be put out. We thank you this morning for an incombustible fire, Lord God, one that shall begin, oh God, to burn up everything in this season that's not like you. And so, Father, we thank you this morning in advance, Father. We give you an advance praise, an advance hallelujah, an advance dance, Father, an advance shout, an advance thank you, Jesus, for what you're already doing in this season. And we declare it to be so in the matchless name of Jesus. And it is so because you always answer the righteous when we pray, and we declare and decree on this morning that we are the righteous, oh God. Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We bless your name. Hallelujah, God.
Glory. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Oh, yes, God, we honor you this morning, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hey. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. I am the Robosh. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. I am the Robosh. Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. There's a word for the people, woman of God. Go forth.
Hallelujah. God says he's stirring up the prayer warriors in this season. Fail not, don't fail to just assemble yourselves in the house of God, but fail not to assemble yourselves in the midst of prayer. Wherever there's prayer going on and the power of God is at working, I command you to this morning to get up in your spirit and find yourself there. Find yourself in the midst of prayer.
God.
Find yourself in the midst of prayer at home. God says that we pray, but we don't wait for instructions. He says that we pray, and then he gives instructions, and we don't follow the instructions. It is very important in this season that when God begins to speak, it's in the midst of prayer that he speaks. Prayer is nothing more than communication with the Father. So it's just like any other relationship. If you have a relationship with a friend and you never communicate, how do you get to know that friend? God says, I am your friend this morning. I am the best friend that you've ever had. All you have to do is get in my presence and get to know me. So he says, as you began to get to know me in the midst of prayer, I'll begin to do some things in your life. I'll begin to be that friend that's there for you. I'll begin to be that friend that you can call upon when you have a need, and I will answer. I will deliver. I will do the thing that you need me to do. He says, but I need to know that I have a friend in you, just like you are my friend. I need to know that I have a friend in you. So God says in this season that as his friends began to get to know him and become his best friend, that he's going to do what we expect a best friend to do. And that's nothing more than be there whenever you need somebody, whether it's a listening ear, whether you need them to do something for you. We call upon people, and God says in this season, I need you all to call upon me. Call upon me. Prove me now herewith, he says, and watch me do exactly what I've declared that I will do. But you've got to give me the time and the chance and the ability to be the God that you declare out of your mouth that I am. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Have your way, Jesus. I don't know all the prayer requests that have come in this morning, but I do feel in my spirit that someone needs healing on this morning, and not just Apostle Overton, but there's somebody else on this line this morning that has a request up for healing in some area of your body. I declare and decree on this morning that healing shall take place right now in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree that if you just lay your hands on the area that you're having the issue with, I declare and I decree that the spirit of infirmity is going to have to loose you on today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, have your way. Use the foolish things to confound the wise, Father. Change the doctor's report on this morning. We declare and we decree that they may say one thing, oh God, but all things are working together for our good, no matter what it looks like, God. You are a God that's able to do everything but fail. And so we declare and decree on this morning, oh God, that whatever area we need healing in, Father, that you're going to manifest that thing in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way in us, oh God. I command the faith of the people on this life to increase right now in the name of Jesus. I denounce the spirit of doubt right now. I declare and I decree that fear, doubt, and unbelief must leave your territory right now in the name of Jesus. And the spirit of God, which is the spirit of love and the spirit of faith, my God, in the name of Jesus, we are convinced this morning, God, that you are mighty and powerful. And so we stand on your word this morning, declaring and believing that whatever we need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we're healed right now. I command every organ in the body to line up according to the will and the way that our Father designed for it to line up in the name of Jesus. I declare and decree decree, my God, in Jesus' name, that death is not your portion. I cancel this angel right now in the name of Jesus, and I declare and I decree that the Spirit of God is going to overtake you. I declare and I decree right now that the healing power of God is going to begin to fall from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. My God, in the name of Jesus, and there's going to be a burning wherever the ailment is, in the mighty name of Jesus, because our God is just that powerful. Oh God, we believe you this morning. We trust you this morning, oh God, to be a performer of that which you said that you are able to do. My God, and you said that healing is the children's bread, and we declare and decree this morning that we are your children, oh God, so your healing belongs to us, God. All we have to do is fall upon our knees and request of you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so we do, as the woman with the issue of blood did on this morning, and we bow down on our knees, oh God, and we reach out and we touch the hem of your garment in the spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. For in your garment, oh God, there's healing. Oh God, we thank you that your anointing power, my God, in Jesus' name, is overtaking us right now, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your anointing power is overtaking us, oh God, and performing the work that we need you to perform. I cancel every mind-binding spirit. Oh, enemy, I didn't forget about the mind. I cancel every mind-binding spirit right now, and I come against every mental disorder right now in Jesus' name. I command you, it's the enemy, to loose your hold right now in Jesus' name. My God, whoop the sun sets free is free indeed. And so we declare and decree all this morning that you're free in your mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Spirit of God is beginning to do a switching in the mind, a shifting in the mind. You're not going to talk the same. You're not going to think the same. I cancel your thinking right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare and I decree that you will speak the word of the Lord. I cancel the spirit of negativity right now, and I declare it, I decree all this morning that only positive thoughts will enter your mind and begin to spew out of your mouth in the name of Jesus, oh God. My God, in the name of Jesus, before we give answers, Father, we will hesitate and pause in our spirit to request the answer of you, God. I cancel the swift power right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. We thank you for speaking this morning, God, with clarity. Oh, God, I declare and I decree that we are not defeated, God. Oh, God, we take back the authority that you've given unto us on this morning, and we declare and we decree, my God, that it's already done in the spirit. All we're doing right now is pulling it down in the natural, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have your way, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Bless your mighty name, God. Have your way, God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We are right now, God.
Hallelujah.
We obey you, God.
Yes, God. Glory, 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 glory.
We don't just
glory,
hear, God,
glory.
But we obey you, God.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, delayed does not mean denied. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bless your name, Father. Righteous one. We honor you today, this morning.
Yes, God. Hey, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yes.
Rama mama masi andara boko, rama mama masi andara boko, rama mama say. Uka roba shandara boko, rama mama mama saya. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Yeko Rama Mama Masia Naraboshe. I am a Roboshikaya. I am a Roboshe. I just heard the Lord say that some of us have some stuff on layaway. Yeko Rama Mama Masia Naraboshe. In the spirit, Yeko Rama Mama Masia Naraboshataya. He said, but you need to come get your stuff. Yeko Rama Mama Masia Naraboshataya. He said, it doesn't cost you a tangible dime. Yeko Rama Mama Masia Naraboshe. He said, all you have to do is get in my presence. Yeko Rama Mama Masia. And I will begin to release that which you stored up. You stored up some prayers. He said, now is the season of release. He said, you don't even have to ask me for that thing again. He said, just get in my presence and sup with me. He said, I just want to know you. In the name of Jesus. And I will release that which you have stored up.
Yes, God.
Yay, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yay,
glory
God.
To your name, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Yes,
bless
you.
Your mighty name, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you glory this morning, God. We give you honor. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank
you, God.
For your faithfulness, oh, God.
Yes,
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We thank you for your word and your faithfulness.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just cover Minister Salitha, your daughter, who, Lord God, yielded her body as a conduit for your speaking. And, Father God, I ask that you would just have the angels to put back every bit of virtue that she has poured out this morning. I ask you, Lord God, to cover her mind, spirit, and body, her loved ones, and her possessions, Lord God, with the blood of the Lamb, that she will not run into backlash or retaliation. Hide her in the shadow of your wings, oh God, so that when she goes about her day and does the natural things of life, that she is hidden in the spirit realm and that the enemy cannot track nor trace her. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we place the angels before her right now, the warring angels to go before her and make every crooked way straight, every bumpy road plain. In the name of Jesus, she will not suffer sickness nor pain. She will not get a black eye for pouring out on today and being obedient, oh God. I thank you right now for the bloodline of protection, such as you have protected Job with a hedge. You are now protecting her with a hedge, Lord God, that the enemy cannot penetrate, that the enemy cannot go around or go above or try to dig a ditch to come beneath. But, Lord God, he has stopped right there where he is in his tracks, him and his imps. Him and his hierarchy. We tear it down and dismantle the satanic database even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover her speaking, oh God. Cover her ears, every gate, Lord God. Cover her mouth and her nose, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that she is protected by her spirit, by her body, and by her mind. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for her yielding herself. But we do speak the strength. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you now. Our release and amen and agreeing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Awesome prayer. Pastor Mel, you have a prayer for the Archbishop this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, again, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your finished works. Thank you. Well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your holy name, we magnify your name. We give you praise, honor, and glory this morning. Hallelujah. We uplift your Father. We uplift your Son, Archbishop Boyd. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We just thank you for guiding his feet. We thank you, hallelujah, for opening doors. We thank you for removing obstacles. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Father, thank you, O Heavenly Father, for, Father, answering our prayers, Father, to bring mighty and anointed men and women of God to the seats, Father, to the seats, O Heavenly Father, of government, Father, in our country, Father. So, Father, we thank you, Father, for guiding your son, Father, and blessing him, Father, with the title and the office of congressman, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask, Father, that you continue to pour into him, Father, that you continue to guide his every step, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now we pray of protection, Father, over him, Father. Give your angels charge over him, Father, that he meets no hurt, harm, or danger, Father, that every enemy, Father, is placed under his feet, Father. Every satanic and demonic plan and attack, Father, we cancel out in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father,
yes,
protect and guide and his family, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Right now, God.
Heavenly Father, for the blessings that you've bestowed on him, Father. Hallelujah. In the
Hallelujah.
Mighty name, Father. Father, we uplift, Father, even the ministry that you've given him, Father. Father, we ask that you just open the ears, Father, the ears of the people, the ears of his colleagues, O Heavenly Father, so that they will be receptive, Father, to the spiritual guidance, Father, that you have poured out onto their ears, Father, that he will pour out, Father, on the congressional floor, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Let them from it, O Heavenly Father. Let them adhere to it, Father. Hallelujah, in the mighty
Thank
name
you,
of
Jesus. Jesus.
Father, let your spirit, Father, flow out of him, Father, and catch on, just come on his colleagues, Father, like wildfire, O Heavenly Father. Father, let them, Father, do righteous things, O Heavenly Father. Father, let them begin to operate in peace and honesty, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of selfishness, O Heavenly Father.
In the halls, Father.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let even the acts, Father, let even the abilities that you've given him, Father, prolong his congressional career, Father. Father, let the acts, Father, that come forth, Father, out of your guidance and leadership, Father, through him, Father, allow it, Father, to even give him a place in history, Father, a great place in history, Father. So, Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name for him. We uplift and magnify your name. Father, we even uplift those congressmen and women, Father. We ask you, Father, to guide them, Father, to soften their hearts, Father, to forgive them for any and all sins they may have committed, Father. Father, we ask that you create in them, Father, clean hearts, O Heavenly Father, hearts, Father, that seek after you, Father, bold hearts, O Heavenly Father, so that they will stand, Father, for righteous issues and against, Father, evil and wrongful demonic issues, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Many of them, Father, ran for office, Father, on the premises of doing right things, Father, but they have been misguided. Father, recalculate their steps, Father, recalculate their path, put them back, Father, on the paths of righteousness, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we decree and declare, Father, in this season, Father, that the enemy, Father, Satan, is defeated, Father, in our government, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name right now, Father. We give you praise right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just wait for the testimonies, Father, to come from California, Father, from New York, Father, even from other countries, Father, that there is a move of the Lord in this country, Father.
We declare right now,
Father, that there is a move, Father. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in this country, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you and praise your holy name, Father. We thank you and magnify your name, Father.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we decree and declare it so. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Father.
Thank
Hallelujah,
you.
Jesus. This is FMSC Global Prayer Warriors commanding your morning. I just want you all to understand, for those who might be listening and don't understand exactly what we mean, we are biblically sound and found. And so when we say we're commanding your morning, it is because it has come out of Job, the 38th chapter and the 12th verse, which says, have you commanded the morning since your days and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? We have a duty, not just an honor, but a duty and responsibility to command our days, to make it know its place. In other words, it doesn't know its place on its own, but it's by our words, it's by our commandment that the day spring, this day, will know what it's supposed to do. And it's we are supposed to, yes, grab hold of the four corners of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. If we just grab a hold of that in the spirit realm and begin to shake some things, begin to quake some things, uproot some things, we have the power over the elements of this earth if we only knew what type of authority God has given us to walk in, how powerful that we really are. We can command those who are trying to join gangs, our little children who feel lost. We can command that that rapist stop right now in the name of Jesus. Put your hands back on and leave that little girl alone. We can command the drugs in our neighborhood, that the drugs would just dissipate and they would not be able to cross the borders and infect our children until they lose their minds. We have the power to command sickness and disease to dry up, tumors to burst and flow out of bodies through the toxic area, and that the kidneys will know what to do to cleanse that body in the name of Jesus. We have the power, saints. We just need to know how to use it. This is why we say command your morning. We should get up. Well, I've talked with Minister Talitha sometimes. I've talked to a gentleman on the job, and we just laugh because we always say, what time did God wake you up this morning? And I'm like, 2, and somebody else might say 4, and somebody else say, I've been up since midnight. But God is causing us to command our day at that time. The witches and the warlocks are busy all night long. They start at midnight. They start on that second prayer watch. They try to do things on that third prayer watch. But guess what? God has woken us up to reverse the attack of the enemy. God has awakened us to be able to command the earth to not receive what it is the devil is trying to do. We have the power. What is that? Intercession. That means we can enter into a session that the enemy has tried to plan out, and we can speak death to it until it falls to the ground, withers up, and blows away. Oh, we have the power. I wish somebody would hashtag today on their timeline. We have the power. Just hashtag. We have the power. Do you walk in your power, or do you talk about power? Do you walk in your power, or do you read about power? Do you talk about power, or you listen about other people's power? How about walking in the power that you have? Hallelujah. God is awesome to send his son, that he will come on this earth and leave us Holy Ghost power. I am fired up this morning. I'm excited. excited this morning because God has given us the power. And when I don't know if you all remember this, but when I was a little girl, we used to sing a song, and we say, we got the power to walk right. We got the power to talk right. We got the power to live right. We got the power to be right. Those songs weren't always just circulate into the body, but we were speaking things into the atmosphere so that we can walk in that power. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is just great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. And we do have the power over the enemy. I know sometimes things might look bleak to some people. Everybody isn't on the same spiritual level, but this is why we're here today. We want to empower you to walk in your power. We want to encourage you to walk in your power. Even if you don't know how to pray, pray the word of God. Get your Bible out. Go to Psalms. Psalms got so many prayers in them. Paul has written letters. All we have to do is go to the word of God. You run out of things to say, I got a 66 chapter Bible that will help you to pray. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We just
got to
know where our resources are. If you don't have someone imparting into your life, if you don't have a mentor, or if you don't have someone who can speak into your life, pray to God and ask him to lead you to that rock that's higher than yourself, that you might get the tools and the resources necessary to be triumphant over the enemy.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Today, we bless God.
Hallelujah.
I know we are running out of time, but we also want to encourage you to our Tuesday night prayer over prophecies. We are on Tuesday nights every week. We pray over the prophecies that God has given you, spoken to you. He might even use a prophet or prophetess to come and and speak his word into your life. And you might have been waiting for a long time. Some people, it just might be a day or seconds that they see the manifestation of God. But then you have those who might have been waiting a decade. I know a lady who said 25 years went by before that Cadillac came that was paid cash for, but she had to wait 25 years before she saw it. So we're the ones who come back and we pray the manifestation of the word. We pray against the enemy who might come and steal the seed of the word. We'll never say that God didn't do it. Oh, they just prophet lying. Sometimes I get angry when I hear that, because it doesn't necessarily mean the prophet was lying. It just might mean, what did you do to activate that word? What did you do to make sure that word didn't fall to the ground? What did you do to make sure the enemy, which is the birds, the sparrows, the worms, and the chickens, and the penguins, and all those things come to steal that word? You have to deeply root that word that you've been given into your spirit man, receive it, and then begin to act upon it. Ask God for instructions about it. Ask God what to do with the word afterward. Once you done wrote it down, lay hands on that word. Oh, hallelujah.
My God.
Put your hands on that word and say, Lord, how should I proceed? Don't just wait for it to fall out the sky. I know God can make it fall out the sky, but activate it. I know somebody right now, God told them, get ready. Well, guess what? Yeah, that sounds good, don't it? That word sounds good. Get ready, get ready, get ready. But what? Think about that word. When it say get, that's an action word. Ready, that means you have come into that position. Get is an action word. That means there's movement. Ready means you are now finally prepared. So there's a preparation to what God is saying in your life. If he said, you're going to be a number one seller, author of books, well, guess what? Honey, you got to write the books.
to be a number one author.
Amen.
So God don't do everything. He expects you to act upon your prophetic words. So meet us on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. That phone number, Radio Land, is 712-432-0111. That is 712-432-0111. And then that action word, I mean access code, Lord, I didn't got so excited. Access code is 532-190 pound. 532-190 pound. And we come together and we pray over those prophetic prayers. So we call it POP, Prayer Over Prophecy, each Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Yes, I have one more announcement, and that announcement is, saints, come on now. And I'm really going to lean on the prophets this morning. Y'all get out and vote.
Amen.
It's time to take care of business. It's just time to take care of natural business. Get out and vote. Get out an early vote, on-time vote, but don't late vote because your vote won't count. I need you to vote today, tomorrow, Monday, or Tuesday, and Tuesday wraps it up. But according to statistics right now, the stats, 30,000 African-American folk still have not voted. Did you hear what I said? 30,000 African-Americans still have not voted. Please do not fuss at your jobs because this ethnic other has not gone according to the way that you like it. I know my time is winding up on the station, but I need for you all to get out and vote on Tuesday. We love you with the love of Jesus. I have been your servant host leader, Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. Please tune in on next week as we get ready to do the same thing, command your morning. God bless you.
I'm blessed.
Amen.